going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to read a text to you guys very quickly. CDOT, are you saying that Juwan Taylor is overpaid at his position? Yes. Are you saying that because he makes so much money, the Chiefs trust him? Because regardless of pay, don't you want to put the best player on the field? This is where, at least on social media, I know all of you are not on social media. I would say that maybe I am on the opposite side of everybody else, and I'm trying to look at this the way that I think NFL teams look at it. Juwan Taylor makes too much money for the Chiefs to give up on him at the beginning of the season. As of now, the only player who has a bigger cap hit this upcoming season than Juwan Taylor is Patrick Mahomes. Juwan Taylor he accounts for 9.81% of the salary cap. The only player who is going to make more cash this season as of right now than Juwan Taylor is Trey Smith, because he is currently under the franchise tag. The Chiefs have had opportunities to get out from under the Juwan Taylor deal, and all they've done is dig themselves deeper into the contract. They restructured his deal after the first season. They also restructured it in the middle of the season to go get DeAndre Hopkins. When Juwan Taylor was still on the roster at the beginning of last season, it fully guaranteed this year for $19.5 million, and he gets a guaranteed $500,000 if he simply shows up to OTAs. They are in this for $20 million for this upcoming season. Now, I know idealistically, you would love to think that the best players play and teams don't care about the contracts. That's not how NFL teams operate. As bad as Russell Wilson was that first year for the Broncos, he got another year because they paid him too much money. The Browns would still be starting Deshaun Watson if he was fully healthy, because they've given him all that money to go out there and be the starter. The Chiefs like Juwan Taylor more than I think fans want to acknowledge that they do. And they've also, at least for this upcoming season, they have tied themselves to Juwan Taylor in a way that you are not benching the second highest paid player on your team for this upcoming year, especially when, I think if we're talking about it from the on-the-field perspective, I'm not sure if Joshua Simmons is going to be 100% by the time it's time to start playing football. Now, he might be able to go through some of the drills, but we're talking about a guy who had a significant leg injury and missed the second half of his season. And if you were listening to how people feel like he is going to recover, he should be back on the field in August or September, but I don't think he's going to participate in any of the mini camp stuff, any of the rookie camp stuff. I think he's starting this year a little bit behind the eight ball, but that's fine. You have him for a maximum of 5 seasons. So if he redshirts this year and you get him for 4 years on the back end, that's great at what you gave up. That's great at what you paid. I don't have any problem with them going out and getting Joshua Simmons. In fact, it is in line with what I thought they should do. They were in a unique position that they didn't need to hit a home run this year. they were in a unique position that they didn't need from day one to draft someone that needs to help them in this 2025 season. And where they needed the most help in 2026 and thinking ahead was where they drafted. So whether you think they got a left tackle for next year or you think they got a right tackle next year, it is safe to say that one of their tackle positions is going to become available. One of them is going to be available. Well, now we know who one of those options is potentially going to be with Joshua Simmons, and you also added a fifth-round pick to do it. I'm thrilled about that part of it. Let me play for you guys what Todd McShay had to say. He had very high praise for the Chiefs.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
First round pick.
Josh Simmons from Ohio State, I've said for most of the year, is the best offensive tackle in the class. And the more I look at it and the more I watch him, the more I'm convinced I was right then. If New England were to take Josh Simmons at 4 overall, I wouldn't even blink. He's that damn good. He is the most gifted tackle in this class. And
This is what I wrote. This is my first line.
It's not even close.
In all caps, most talented offensive lineman in the class, .. Not close, IMO, in my opinion. Go ahead.
So we agree. I just don't get it. He's that good. The ACL, I think, is the biggest issue here. If we were talking about him, if he had finished the season and he had run through the playoffs where he played those teams, they played all those great teams, I think if he had faced them, he would have shown how good he is. This is a guy that's slipping through the cracks for reasons I don't understand. I think when I do my final rankings, he's going to be higher than I think most people have him.
Simply put, I believe that Josh Simmons, I believe in the Brett Veach era, is maybe a good way of defining this. I think he's the best offensive line prospect they will ever have the opportunity to get. This is not the kind of player that is usually available at 31. And if he's available at 31, there is usually a reason why that player is available at 31. Now, I can't speak to any of the character things that people are talking about off the field. Like, I can read you some tweets here from people that say that character immaturity. I can't speak to that. But I do think him not playing the second half of the season, him having the significant knee injury, ended up being a negative for him. It cost him money in this draft cycle. Well, if you're a team like Kansas City and you're looking to get a high-end tackle prospect, you kind of need a player to drop a little bit. And he was the player that just dropped a little bit this year. All in all, I think this worked out perfectly for Kansas City. You still have pick 63. You still have pick 66. You pick up a fifth round pick. And now you have the opportunity to wheel and deal and maneuver around the board to go fill some of the other needs that I think you had on your roster. So you heard from Todd McShay. You heard from a national voice. Here is somebody who covers Ohio State. We had Chico Boardman on the show a couple of days ago, and we asked him for a scouting report on Josh Simmons.
I think when you look at him, just the size, I mean, 6'6", about 320. He got hurt, obviously, and we'll touch on that a little bit more, but got hurt about five games in. But, I mean, CDOT, if he doesn't get hurt, no disrespect to Will Campbell and your boy Membo, who I like a lot, you know, there's a good chance Josh Simmons is tackle one. But he did have the injury. You know, when he transferred from San Diego State, he made that transition from right tackle to left tackle. And sometimes that's not easy to do for him. It was pretty seamless. So, you know, he's not a mauler in the ground game. But I think if you're looking for just an extremely athletic and just God-given ability and height and weight and all that stuff, he's going to bring that. He's got a good motor. You know, the injury, it's the PCL. So, you know, that's something that the team, I'm sure, is triple and quadruple checked as far as the meds go. But I think he'd be a perfect fit for you guys on that left side, left or right side. But I think he's he's more than capable of filling that bill.
That was Chico Borman talking about the Chiefs' new left tackle or potential right tackle, Josh Simmons. This is from James Palmer, friend of the show. The Chiefs get left tackle Josh Simmons out of Ohio State. If Simmons didn't suffer a torn patella tendon, he would have been the first tackle off the board. I had one team tell me he was the most athletic and talented tackle tape that they watched. There are some maturity issues, but the talent there at 32 is nuts. That was James Palmer. Here is Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. He puts out, several teams agree. Josh Simmons had the best tape of any offensive tackle last year, and they aren't very concerned with the recovery on the torn patella tendon. More of the concern is maturity slash character, but he is going to the ideal veteran-laden place. These are the kinds of players that when you don't have glaring needs and you do not have an alarm that is screaming, you have to draft this. You are able to take chances on players like this. You're able to go get a player that maybe he suffers with some immaturity, but you're coming to a championship level club. And if that can't wake you up and straighten you out, then you just weren't going to be a good pro. And you're also going to have time to heal, rest, and recover that we feel like we can get the physicals to where they need to be. This is a player where I think the Chiefs got top 15 value. I think they got that at 32. And if you're looking for a left or a right tackle, that is exactly what you're looking for a team that usually picks in the range that Kansas City does.